In recent weeks, unknown gunmen have carried out several attacks on cars and commercial trucks along the Juba Yei Road as well as the Juba Nimule Road, leaving several people dead and several others injured. Brigadier General Santo Domingue, spokesperson for the South Sudan People's Defense Force, or SSPDF, says the government decided to suspend the demining work in certain areas due to the repeated road ambushes and attacks. He says the decision was taken to ensure the safety of the deminers and to give security forces the space they need to address insecurity along the Juba Nimule, Juba Yei Kaya, and Juba Torit roads and other roads.
The SSPDF leadership decided to reinforce its already existing forces along those highways and roads, at least to make sure that roads are supposed to be secure and peaceful for the movement of anybody, including international humanitarian operators, regional commercial trucks,
Domich says the SSPDF is bolstering its forces along the three main roads to deal with the haul-out groups, which he says are causing insecurity along the roads.
During the process of trying to put a strong grip on security along those roads, the SSPDF advised the deminers along all these roads and highways at least to suspend their operations for a while, until when we make sure that the security along the roads come back to its normality. And then, of course, the suspension will be lifted. So this is just a periodical process, but it will not take long.
Domich has accused rebels of the National Salvation Front, or NAS, of carrying out many of the attacks on cars and commercial trucks along the roads. NAS spokesperson Samuel Suba has repeatedly denied the allegations. Domich says while the organizations conducting the mining activities along the roads have suspended their work, government security forces will provide escorts to vehicles traveling along the affected roads.
For instance, trucks are moving maybe from Juba back to Uganda. Of course, they have to be accumulated into a number of trucks. Then, of course, they will be provided with security escort until they reach the first point of SSPDF detach. Then they will be handed over to that detach, and then also that detach continues, you know, escorting them to the next until they reach Nimule. This is in case of any suspiciousness about one point along the highway.
Richard Bolter, Senior Program Manager at the United Nations Mine Action Service, or UNMAS, one of the organizations involved in the mining, says it is highly unusual for the government to ask UNMAS to suspend its work in various locations across the country. Bolter says UNMAS is left with no other option than to relocate a number of its staff from the mentioned locations.
It's disruptive. It's far from catastrophic, you know. It's like you're painting a house, frankly, and you're told to stop painting the walls in one room, so you move into another room and start painting that instead. At the end of the day, you get that house painted in the same amount of time with just a little bit of disruption.
Bolter says all UNMAS wants from the government is the support it needs to clear mines. He says he hopes the security operations are completed as soon as possible so the deminers can resume their work.
We're unsure of how quickly it will be, how soon it will be before they can go back to work. That for us is the question. How long this suspension is going to last? And we don't know the answer to that question.
UNMAS says the Equatorial region, where the government has suspended the mining activities in some parts, remains one of the most contaminated areas in the country, with landmines and other unexploded ordinances. UNMAS says much of the mine contamination in the Equatorial region straddles the primary return routes for an estimated 880,000 refugees in Uganda and 80,000 others in the Democratic Republic of Congo. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.